Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I think you've heard this before, but the season of Lent is like a journey. It's like a journey with Jesus to the cross. We want to journey with our Lord, don't we? Because after all, we are his followers. As followers, we know and trust that when we walk with him, he will teach us and we will learn things that the world cannot teach us, deep things that the world with its busyness does not value. I don't know if it's just me or not, but have you noticed that in these busy times, it doesn't seem or it doesn't feel like we are valuing the deep things. It feels like we are speeding ahead so fast that there is little discussion of unintended consequences of our actions or to consider what we might be losing. Sure, many things are possible in this AI world, though if you stop long enough to ask if something is beneficial, it feels like you might just get left behind, all for the sake of progress. Thinking back to the garden and the fall into sin, our world today seems too willing to sacrifice our principles for the sake of some greater wisdom, right? The knowledge of good and evil, maybe. Does that sound familiar? But the progress we are making seems to come at a very high price. Just a look at the headlines of the increasing violence in our society is concerning. Have you noticed the increase of fights on airplanes over more space? All because people need more room, but airlines need to maximize profits. Political fights in Congress that amount to little more than grandstanding much of the time because our representatives, after all, need to get reelected. And that violence is spilling over into schools and the public square and becoming more deadly. Is it any wonder we are witnessing a shocking decline in respect for law enforcement and trust of institutions, including the church? This at a time when getting people to agree on moral absolutes is at an all-time low. Things like the value of human life or the role of biblical values in our society. Have you ever felt like this world's progress is leaving you behind? We are very blessed to be in this country. The technological advancements we've made in medicine and food production and information sharing is incredible. We are greatly blessed. But before you say that these issues I just raised are all just acceptable risks associated with this brave new world, I invite you to ask yourself if it's possible that we have just slowly accommodated ourselves to this gradual loss. In next week's gospel, we will hear Jesus ask the crowd, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" Listening to the discussions in the media and in our public square recently, there seems to be many things our leaders are missing. But maybe one of the most needed is our first topic in our Lenten series titled Journey with Jesus. And that is sacrifice. I wasn't alive then, but I still remember JFK's speech, right? Isn't it all somewhere in the back of our heads somewhere? Ask not what your country can do for you. Sacrifice matters. Sacrifice matters to God, and it matters to us. There are always sacrifices on any journey. As a child with five brothers, whenever we would go on a journey, right, somebody had to sacrifice. Somebody had to sit in that middle seat. We didn't have air conditioning. You know, most of you, anyway. Sacrifice matters. And there's always a sacrifice on a journey. The question is, who's willing to give up something for someone else? When the world tells us that we need to fight for our rights, doesn't sacrifice just look like weakness to us? When the fighting begins and the temperatures rise, who believes that sacrifice is the way to go? And yet, of all the people in this world, it is the Christian, the true follower of Jesus, who understands and is equipped to make sacrifices even in the face of trials and temptations. Sacrifice is one of the most prevalent themes in the Bible and probably the most significant to our faith, isn't it? We see it in this beautiful story this morning that Melinda just read of Abraham and his son Isaac. Abraham walked with God, and he was blessed. But one day, God asked him to do the unthinkable. Offer his son up as a sacrifice. And he was obedient. It takes my breath away as a parent. He went up to the mountain with Isaac. He laid the wood on his son and placed them both on the altar. And then he reached for his knife. Abraham was obedient to God even in the most impossible situation any parent could ever imagine. And God blessed Abraham. There on the mountain, God provided the sacrifice, a ram caught in the thicket. Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide," because he did, he does. And the Lord God said, "Because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven." The covenant, right? Sacrifice matters to God. In the Old Testament, children were seen as a great gift from God, and having children was seen as a sign of God's favor. A couple's son would follow in his father's footsteps in the same line of work generally and would receive the inheritance. And Isaac was especially precious to Abraham and Sarah, since he was part of the fulfillment of God's covenant, promising to give them many descendants. But it has to start with one. And yet they were in their 90s before Isaac was born. Yet all those years, Abraham believed God. He trusted that God would provide against all odds, against what the world would say. Abraham believed God, and this faith was credited to him as righteousness. That's what Genesis 15 says, and it's repeated for us again in Romans 4. It's important to point out that Abraham's faith came first before his action here in chapter 22. Sacrifice matters to God, but faith comes first. Abraham's sacrifice did not make him righteous before God. His faith did. Without faith in God and God's righteousness given to us, even our best good works, our greatest sacrifices are as filthy rags before God, as the prophet Isaiah says. Martin Luther once said, "The most damnable and pernicious heresy that has ever plagued the mind of man is that somehow he can make himself good enough to deserve to live forever with an all-holy God." It is not our actions that make us righteous before God. It is faith. And this faith in an all-loving, all-providing God is what gives his followers the strength and the desire to sacrifice for him in response for what he has done for us. Where the fool thinks in his heart that he has made his own way and thinks there is no God, the wise man acknowledges, like Abraham, that the Lord will provide and that there are things we will never know about God and his will for our lives. And yet we still trust in his promises, which lead us through this world's ups and downs, and we trust in God's promise to restore us and the whole creation to a new life without evil or violence or unintended consequences. And unlike the spirit of this age, which requires us to keep up and go along or be left behind, our God promises to never leave us nor forsake us, but to guide us. And this is the point where sacrifice matters to us. You see, on this journey to the cross, this journey of Lent, it is Jesus who still guides us. Sacrifice matters to us because by someone else's sacrifice, God's promises are for us too. From Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are the many nations that are blessed by God's promises and grafted into the covenant. But more than this, the line of Abraham, which goes through Isaac, who was not sacrificed that day, continued through the line of David and the stump of Jesse to finally bear the fruit of the Savior of the world. Jesus, the Son of Mary and Joseph, the Son of God and the Son of Man, and your Savior. In God's perfect time, he would lead his own Son up to the mountain of Golgotha outside Jerusalem. And the wood? It was a cross. And yes, once again, God would provide the sacrifice. Only this time it was his own son. A son who knows all about sacrifice. On this journey to the cross, Jesus willingly shows us the way. Though he was innocent and falsely accused, though he died for the very people who hated and rejected him, though it cost him everything, still Jesus laid aside his rights and made the ultimate sacrifice, giving his own life to lead a sinful world from death to life. Sacrifice matters to us. Because we, better than anyone else, recognize that sacrifice changes things. Beginning with our Savior's sacrifice for us, when he gave his life, it changed our lives and our destiny. So now our own sacrifices, no matter how great or small, whether it's thinking of a neighbor and giving them an invitation to one of our services, right? Or it's baking cookies like the teenagers did last week for our homebound members. Or it's the choir who give up their time to practice and to make a joyful noise to the Lord. It's a beautiful noise. And the many, many ministries around our church, right? No matter how great or small, when offered in faith, they strengthen our faith and they change us. In our acts of love, in our gathering for worship, in our service to others, in all our giving in faith, they all reveal God's glory, who provides for others so they can see his glory too. He provides through us and through his church. We don't make sacrifices to get recognition or payback. We do it simply out of humble gratitude for what has already been given to us. In the name of Jesus. Like our father in the faith, Abraham, we are blessed to be a blessing to others, those many nations all around us. Next week, we will hear Jesus say these challenging words. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. This is what we do as Christ's followers every day. Yes, we fall short. Yes, there is always more to do, it seems. Yet when we are given the opportunity to serve, God's people show up. And when we do, Christ is there, strengthening his people and changing lives. And we get a front row seat to see God at work. We may not always see the many ways he does this, but we always trust that the Lord will provide. And now may the peace, which surpasses all understanding, may keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.